Oh, not at all. Not at all. It clarifies the matter. He did not explain, knowing quite well that Daniil would be incapable of understanding or believing what Bailey was certain was the truth. Nor did Daniil ask for an explanation. Such an invasion of a human's thoughts would have been most unrobotic. Bailey prowled back and forth restlessly, dreading the approach of the sleep period, when his fears of the open would rise and his longing for Earth increase. He felt an almost feverish desire to keep things happening. He said to Daniil, "I might as well see Mrs. Delmar again. Have the robot make contact." They walked to the viewing room, and Bailey watched a robot work with deft metal fingers. He watched through a haze of obscuring thought that vanished in startled astonishment when a table, elaborately spread for dinner, suddenly filled half the room. Gladiah's voice said, "Hello." A moment later, she stepped into view and sat down. "Don't look surprised, Elijah. It's just dinner time, and I'm very carefully dressed, see?" She was. The dominant color of her dress was a light blue, and it shimmered down the length of her limbs to wrists and ankles. A yellow ruff clung about her neck and shoulders, a little lighter than her hair, which was now held in disciplined waves. Bailey said, "Well, I did not mean to interrupt your meal."
"I haven't begun yet. Why don't you join me?"
He eyed her suspiciously. "Join you?" She laughed.
"You Earthmen are so funny. I don't mean join me in personal presence. How could you do that? I mean, go to your own dining room, and then you and the other one can dine with me."
"But if I leave..."
"Your viewing technician can maintain contact."
Daniil nodded gravely at that, and with some uncertainty, Bailey turned and walked toward the door. Gladiah, together with her table, its setting, and its ornaments, moved with him. Gladiah smiled encouragingly.
"See? Your viewing technician is keeping us in contact."
Bailey and Daniil traveled up a moving ramp that Bailey did not recall having traversed before. Apparently, there were numerous possible routes between any two rooms in this impossible mansion, and he knew only few of them. Daniil, of course, knew them all. And, moving through walls, sometimes a bit below floor level, sometimes a bit above, there was always Gladiah and her dinner table. Bailey stopped and muttered, "This takes getting used to." Gladiah said at once,
"Does it make you dizzy?"
"A little."
"Then I tell you what, why don't you have your technicians freeze me right here? Then when you're in your dining room and all set, he can join us up."